Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid conceded to Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win, making way for the opposition leader to return to the prime minister's office less than 18 months after getting the boot. Voter turnout this year in Israel was 78.6%. That's the highest since 2015. The same New York judge, Arthur Engoron, that fined President Trump $10,000 a day for not responding to a subpoena by the vindictive New York Attorney General Letitia James. Letitia's election campaign ran on getting Trump well before the current civil case was a thing. On Thursday, the judge sided with Ms. James. The judge said this court will appoint an independent monitor to be paid for by Trump for the purpose of gathering business records. Twitter told employees Thursday night in a company-wide email to expect a notice on Friday morning telling each of them whether they had a job or not. The firings are part of a plan by Musk to keep the business model profitable. Department of Homeland Security is reporting the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was in the United States illegally. ICE submitted an immigration detainer on Canadian national David DePape with San Francisco County Jail. That happened November 1st following his arrest on October 28th. Iran is helping in Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
U.S. intelligence suggests Russia is sourcing military equipment and ammunition from North Korea and Iran for use in their invasion of Ukraine. Alongside the defense minister from South Korea at the Pentagon on Thursday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says he believes Ukraine still has the capability to regain more territory.
I think you'll see them continue to press until they secure the territory.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
With Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday winning back the prime minister's office, former Israeli deputy minister Danny Ayalon tells TRT World what Bibi must do to keep the country moving forward.
Many parties on the left side did not pass the threshold. It was too fractured. The left was too fractured. The right was very organized. So Netanyahu knows that although he got a clear mandate, still it would be better for him to govern from the center.
A safety bulletin on baby pillows has been announced. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
The Food and Drug Administration has released a safety bulletin urging parents and caregivers not to use head-shaping pillows intended to change the infant's head shape or symmetry. There have been no proven benefits of using these pillows for any medical purposes, and in fact, using these pillows can create an unsafe sleeping environment for infants and may increase the risk of suffocation and deaths. That is according to the agency.
Is it a sign or not? An ominous blood moon lunar eclipse will be in the sky early on the morning of Tuesday's midterm elections. NASA said in a video posted on its Twitter account, a total lunar eclipse is on the way to provide a little celestial magic early on the morning of November 8th. Keep in mind, daylight savings time ends this weekend. USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Roy Murdoch is with us. Yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Roy, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, Bill, great. Good to talk to you.
Hey, what was it, 42 years, I was thinking about this, 42 years ago, almost to the date, maybe a couple extra dates, it was, I think, the final debate, and a great summary, conclusive statement from then-candidate Ronald Reagan in the debate with Jimmy Carter. And he asked that profound question that echoes to us today: are you better off than you were 4 years ago? At that point, it was 4 years of being subjected to Jimmy Carter policies, recession, getting gaslined and getting gas every other day, if you remember that, based on your license plate. I mean, such fond memories of that Democratic-controlled era that we had to suffer through, right? So
remember them well.
Oh, yeah. And so the pointed question really... really was perfectly directed, because it was simple. I mean, if you feel like you're better off, then great. Then you know where your vote needs to go. If you have a problem and you think you're not better off, then that should direct your vote as well, right?
Absolutely. And no one had asked that question, a simple and yet very pointed question, directly to voters before Reagan did. Of course, it's a very obvious question, and it's amazing it took presidential candidate that long to pose it, but it's absolutely the right question. And I think the question occurs again as we approach the midterms in just a few days here. And it's not, of course, 4 years, but 2 years. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? And it points, I think, most Americans, some may say, yeah, things are a lot better than they were 2 years ago, in which case, great. You know, you ought to be thankful to Joe Biden and the Democrats. But I think most Americans, frankly, are stunned at how far downhill this country has gone so quickly under the, quote, leadership, unquote, of Joe Biden and the Democrats. Whether you look at energy policy, you look at the massive inflation problem, high gas prices, crime, the utter collapse of the southern border, the presence of all this gender stuff and critical race theory, et cetera, in classrooms, sometimes all the way down to elementary school. The international situation, where you hear the President of the United States talking about nuclear Armageddon very casually, certain people giving instructions to Americans as to how to survive a nuclear blast. I mean, I don't remember any of these problems 2 years ago when the big, bad, evil, nasty Donald J. Trump was in the White House, and now that the nice guy, Joe Biden's taken over, in a matter of just 2 years, we've seen things go pretty much straight downhill, almost completely across the board. I can't think of any area of American life that's gotten better since the arrival of Joe Biden in the White House and the unified one-party Democrat state in the U.S. Senate, U.S. House.
Maybe the mathematical question needs to be brought to light and reformed just a little bit, and that is to say, are you twice worse off than you were 2 years ago? And that gives us our four number.
Well, I think in some cases you could say, yeah, things are not just 50% worse, 100% worse, but 200% worse. I mean, you look at some of the prices for diesel. I think I saw just today that the price of diesel is 193% higher than than they were, if not 2020, then in 2019. So maybe that's somewhere where your math actually adds up.
And right. Way, well, and then we're running out of diesel, too, on top of that.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was actually in Arizona for the last few days, driving from Tucson back to Phoenix. I stopped at one of these roadside places, talked to a couple of truck drivers, and they were complaining about the diesel starting to run out, and how concerned they are. And one of these guys said, that guy in the White House just kind of put his finger next to his head and squirreled it around, indicating he's crazy. And boy, I tell you something, if a diesel fuel actually runs out, you're going to see something like civilizational collapse here. If we don't get food delivered to our grocery stores, we don't get medicine delivered to our pharmacies, we don't get clothes delivered to our clothing stores, you know, people are going to go, it's going to go from baffling to chaotic and, God forbid, potentially ugly if this thing continues. I'm not hearing anything from the White House as to, you know, yes, it's a problem, we're on top of it, we're in touch with the refineries.
Oh, yes, right. They've been on top of everything, DeRoy.
Well,
are you kidding
right.
me?
Of course.
I mean, my confidence just wells up. I'm
sure it does, as well as good. I mean, these are the people who brought us the supply chain shortage. These are the people who brought us the baby formula shortage. We had a tampon shortage earlier this year, and now a diesel shortage. So if the diesel fuel runs out, all these trucks that you see delivering products to grocery stores and shopping centers, not to mention things that you and I don't see quite so much, consumers don't see so much, but delivering the raw materials required to manufacture things, people who drop barley off at breweries to make beer, you know, nobody really sees that unless you actually work for those places. But if those products can't be delivered, either the final products that consumers get or the raw materials required for manufacturers, this economy is going to grind to a complete halt.
Exactly.
And you can't just wave a magic wand and make diesel. And this is a direct result of Joe Biden and the Democrats' war on oil, which they began the very day he was sworn in as president. This didn't happen by accident. This isn't Trump's fault. This is the fault of Joe Biden and the Democrats, who now have brought us to within, I think it's 22 days of a disappearance of diesel fuel in the United States of America. So this is what the Democrats have done. I personally think they have to pay a nasty, severe, and crushing price for this at the polls on Election Day.
100%. Well, you know, you just clarified something for me. That's probably why, because of the tampon shortage, that's probably why they said there's no definition for woman. You know, because, hey, if you don't exist, if you're gender, you know, tampons are irrelevant.
Well, you know, that's true. That's one aspect. You know, what is a woman? They don't seem to know. So,
yeah. I'm just being the thinking man that I am. I'm just trying to put this together. I'm still, just wondering, you know, what they imagine, a Supreme Court judge, what she could imagine that, you know, why she couldn't define what a woman is.
Ketanji Brown Jackson couldn't define what a woman is. So, how's she going to rule on cases involving discrimination against women? And then I think part of what contributes to the tampon shortage is, rather than having them available for women, we're now putting tampons in boys' bathrooms because some boys need tampons. And so, you know, that part of the supply is going into places where they're not going to be used because these people are bonkers, crazy. And again, within 2 years, we found ourselves from, you know, women using tampons to having a tampon shortage because, in part, we were putting tampons into boys' rooms in school. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. And the way to end it is to send the Democrats packing on Election Day.
Yeah, I think it's time, you know, to launch the crazies. I mean, this is insane, DeRoy, and it is that obvious. I mean, people in flyover country have just kind of been observing, watching this on TV. Hey, Gladys, look at what they're up to now. Can you believe this? I mean, this is like hysterical. You know, it's like, oh, we're out of oil. Let's not turn the spigot back on. Well, George, why can't we turn the picket? Well, no, we can't because, you know, we've got some, you know, an angry minority that wants to get rid of all the fossil fuels at a time when energy is king and we need that to operate the Western civilization. But we're just going to bring it all down to its knees and, end up begging Putin and Saudi Arabia for more oil. Oh, they're just having fun with this one.
It is nuts. I mean, why should we produce something here at home, among American citizens we know and love, when we can rely on people, many of whom either don't like us or hate us, and have, in many cases, certainly in the case of Putin and others, an actual political incentive to try to make our lives as miserable as possible. I mean, again, it's bizarre, it's twisted. People in all across the country can't believe it's happening, but it is, and this is what happens when you decide, You know, we don't like the mean guy who does the Twitter blast. We're going to put the nice man in, you know, Grandpa Lunch Bucket, and he'll make everything great. And in less than 2 years, he's just trashed this country.
Without a doubt.
It's almost an impressive accomplishment to bring a great country down so far in so little time.
And so fast. DeRoy Murdoch is with us. We've got to go to a quick break. More from him after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. He is a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. DeRoy, again, I think the American voters have awakened to the reality that This has all been done by design, not accidentally. Inflation was the result of not an existential threat. Inflation happened as a result to pay off political debts. I pointed this out earlier in the week, that when Hillary Clinton lost, there was a lot of money hanging in the balance there from all these political operatives that were counting on a big ROI day when Hillary Clinton got elected president. It didn't happen, and the Democrats were behind, and I think this is one of the reasons why Joe Biden moved so aggressively, because this Build Back Better plan and the inflation reduction, everything that he did was only to open up the Treasury. He got the doors open, and they paid off political debts at the expense of the people. So when you go and you see your 401k looking like a 201k, and you're paying the high price of groceries. In fact, a friend of mine just sent me his receipt. He was in California, kind of warning me because I'm getting ready to go there myself soon. And he paid more in taxes than he did for his rental car.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Welcome to the Golden State, right?
You mean on his invoice, the big
amount? He sent me the receipt. Me the receipt. It was more in taxes than it was for the actual rental of the car.
Unbelievable. It's extraordinary. And this is the attitude that Joe Biden and people like Gavin Newsom have, you know, just their automatic impulses, whatever it is, raise taxes, you know, in the middle of an energy maybe crisis at this point. Joe Biden says, what we need is a windfall profits tax on oil companies. Great. So they even have less money, less incentive to produce more oil. Right. And then he screams at the oil companies, why aren't you producing more oil? Well, he also says oil is evil. We got to end fossil fuels. And he shuts down the Keystone pipeline, makes it very difficult for them to drill and explore. And then he yells at them because they're not drilling and exploring. I mean, it's so incoherent, self-contradictory. And then you've got things like, everyone has to have an electric vehicle. Ooh, we love the EVs. Great. All right. Well, electric vehicles require, among other things, a lot of copper, right? So let's produce a lot of copper so we can have electric vehicles. So what does brilliant Joe Biden do in late last year, early this year? Cancels the permits for two copper mines in the Midwest. So even from their own standpoint, they're tripping over themselves because they're so dedicated to this worship of Mother Earth that they want electric vehicles, but they don't want the underlying raw materials required to make electric vehicles. This is the kind of nonsense and cockamamie thinking with which we're dealing as American citizens. I don't know what we did to deserve this, but come Election Day, we have the opportunity to begin to put an end to the Democrat Party. I hope give them a severe enough drubbing that they're in a coma at the end of 2022, and in 2024, we capture the White House and kill what I hope will be the final coup de grace in the end of the Democrat Party.
You know, we could only hope so, DeRoy. DeRoy, what we did to deserve it was we listened to a teenager yelling and screaming, you know, telling us that we were such evil people because we were destroying the planet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and think about it. Based on a theory, not even scientific fact, no empirical evidence whatsoever to support all this emotion and all this cockamamie stuff that's come from Al Gore and everybody else and all the greenies. It's like, please, I mean, ever in the history of man has man been able to destroy the planet or do such injury to the planet that it's been irrecoverable that we have the capacity to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That is if, you know, the God of the universe who planned and constructed this whole planet, last time I checked, I think he's greater than Joe Biden and greater than Greta Thunberg. You know, I'm just saying off the top of my head. I mean, forgive me if I'm being heretical.
Well, even if you believe that global warming is the massive, what's the word I'm looking for here? Just massive societal and universal risk that the
Earth killer. It's the Earth killer.
The Earth killer. Existential risk. That's the phrase. Existential risk. They claim it is. Fine. Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's plant as many trees as possible. That's one thing you can do. If CO2 is the equivalent of cyanide, here's one way to cut CO2 emissions in half. Use natural gas. Natural gas uses half as much CO2 as oil and coal. So if you just do that, and this is why the U.S. has been able to bring our emissions down below the targets of the UN protocols and Kyoto protocols and all that, while the other countries around the world have struggled, is we fracked natural gas. We started turning coal and oil burning power plants into natural gas burning power plants, and that cuts CO2 dramatically. You also can put iron filings in the ocean. That increases plankton growth, and plankton, mm-hmm. I don't know how that happens, they suck CO2 out of the air. So you can do all of those things which will have a significant decrease in CO2 without killing the economy. You look at this Inflation Reduction Act, which is supposed to be the biggest step forward, greatest ever, Biden tells us, in fighting global warming, and it decreases the expected average global temperature by the year 2100 by, I think the number is I don't have the number in front of me right now, but it would be roughly equivalent of turning a thermostat down from 72 degrees all the way down to 71.98.
I mean, it's microscopic. That's enough to make you chill. That's a chilling idea.
Oh,
I'm getting cold. I'm getting cold just to,
even
to consider.
Even if global warming is a problem, okay, let's do something that fixes it. This doesn't address it. This doesn't cure the very problem that we're going to blow something like $400 or $500 billion in that bill plus other bills in order to solve, and none of these things solve it, because they're not really interested in fighting global warming. What they're interested in doing is taking over the economy and having the government tell us what to do from
it's all
to crawl out of bed
exactly.
to crawl back into bed every day.
Yeah, I don't think they even understand what global warming is. Remember, it was climate change. First of all, it's global warming, global cooling, then climate change. I mean, they've been all over the place
over
with
the
this.
Map.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I did want to address one thing with you, and that is, the whole art of election denying that the Dems have been putting on conservatives and Republicans. I thought it was interesting when you look back, it has been the Dems for the last couple of decades that have questioned the 2004, 2000 elections. The last time that they had collectively accepted a presidential result they lost was in 1988, and 2020 was actually the first time that the GOP, questioned and cried foul, and understandably. But it's the Republicans who are election deniers, and they still haven't presented any proof that the election was legitimate. They just say, hey, it is legitimate. Shut up.
Exactly. Conspiracy theory. Shut up.
Yeah.
This is very true. The left likes to say, oh, you're a bunch of election deniers. Democrats invented election denial. And you're absolutely correct about at least the modern era. They have gone onto the Senate, onto the House floor during the joint session of Congress when they open up the Electoral College votes. And they've objected to at least one state's Electoral College votes in 1968, 2000, 2004, and 2016 after Donald J. Trump won. And, of course, they have every right to do that under our system and under the Constitution and in the Electoral College Vote Act, I think it's called, of 1880-odd. They have the right to stand up and say, look, we looked and we don't think the votes coming in from Wyoming or Alabama or Pennsylvania, wherever, are kosher, and let's debate it and take a look. And if it's great, go ahead. And if there's a problem, you send it back to the state and say, look, we think your Electoral College votes are phony. So figure it out. That's fine. But then if they can do that, and absolutely they can do that, then we sure as hell can do that too. And these same people say, oh, Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, they're like Joseph Goebbels with a big lie. Well, okay, then the big lie applies to Maxine Waters and to Sheila Jackson Lee and these other people who just 6 years ago in 2016 or early 17, January 6, 2017, were complaining that Donald J. Trump's Electoral College votes from Alabama and Wyoming weren't legit because, of course, Hillary won Wyoming and Alabama. Trump stole them. And they were on the House floor complaining about this. And again, they have every right to, but then so do we. And then you look at the whole Russia collusion hoax and the election, Russia hacked the election, and Donald J. Trump's not legitimate. There's a fantastic video done by a man named Matt Orfalea, that's spelled O-R-F-A-L-E-A. That's O-R-F-A-L-E-A, Orfalea. And just Google Matt Orfalea video, Democrat election denial, and you'll pull up a wonderful video that goes on almost 5 minutes. And it's just like 100, and I think it's 120 or so clips from video of Hillary Clinton, people at MSNBC, Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, all these Democrats saying that Donald J. Trump was illegitimate, the election was hacked. They did lots of it. They're once again engaging in psychological projection, which is just about the only thing the Democrat Party has to offer the American people anymore.
Well, on that happy note, we shall leave you, and you can consider the facts. DeRoy Murdoch, a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Department of Homeland Security is reporting the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was in the United States illegally. ICE submitted an immigration detainer on the Canadian national David DePepe with San Francisco County Jail November 1st. That was following his October 28th arrest. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid conceded to Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win, making way for the opposition leader to return to the Prime Minister's office less than 18 months after getting the boot. Voter turnout this year in Israel was 78.6%. That's the highest since 2015. Twitter told employees Thursday night and a company-wide email to expect a notice on Friday morning telling each of them whether they still had a job or not. The firings are part of a plan by Musk to keep the business model profitable. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where we want to go. Eric Homan is back with us, the former U.S. Air Force combat controller, two-time Bronze Star Medal recipient, who's running for Congress out of Texas' 28th District. Eric, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, let me say in advance, okay, I want to be one of the first, because next week we're going to be celebrating Veterans Day. I know for anybody who has served in the military, Veterans Day is a hallowed day, because we do remember everybody that put on the uniform and took the oath of office, the oath of coming into the military, and it never expires. It is with us until the day we die, right, Eric?
100%.
So, for you, just if we can just pause for just a moment, what does Veterans Day mean for you?
It kind of gives me a chance to reflect on what I did in my youth, right? I'm 44 mm-hmm. years old now, and as well, that was probably the best time of my life. And I think when I joined back, it was a couple presidents ago, and it was, maybe because I was younger, I didn't realize how turbulent times were, you know, on the political side like there are now where it's so divided. And I think America, you know, after 9/11 especially, everybody, you know, everybody just was proud to be an American, and they mm-hmm. wanted America to succeed. And, you know, it was great. And now it's, you know, you got people in our own country that want to burn our flag and, you know, despise the military, and they want to make it into this socialist country. And it's sad. But as far as being a veteran, I mean, I know that everybody has their purpose in life, you know, and I was just mm-hmm. one of those guys that got to serve our country. And, you know, it was an honor for me, and I'm sure it was an honor for the rest of my teammates who went to war for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing, Eric. I served in the Marine Corps Vietnam era, and along with my two
Welcome
brothers. But, you know, I didn't go country. My two older brothers did. I ended up staying here in the States. I was, you know, and of course you have mixed emotions about that. But, you know, when you realize that you're all part of the team, everybody is part of that chain that supports what we're doing in the battlefield, whatever position you do. But even still, you know, today we're probably less than 1% of America's citizens enter into the military. So, you know, they have people who are not, the 99% have, so to speak, less skin in the game. I mean, there's something, you know, that you wish you could deposit into them that you can only get when you serve the country, and dare I say, in the military. Because the other thing, the next deal, you know, like for you, you were in a combat zone. I mean, you're probably talking of the 1% that goes in. Into the military to serve the country, probably another 1% actually is in a combat zone, right? That are dodging bullets. And, you know, so, and on one hand, you know, when you realize that and you're still seeing that we're having so many veterans committing suicide today, numbers that vary anywhere from, you know, 18 to 30, it's interesting how that number has been vacillating so much recently. And I think that there's just been some confusion over the numbers, but regardless, we have veterans who have served the country who are so depressed that they believe, I mean, the demons in their heads are so much, as you know, Eric, they're overwhelming for them, and they surrender. And that breaks, yeah. It breaks my heart, and it breaks everybody else's heart who's a veteran who served the country. And I wish I wish it wasn't that way, but go ahead.
No, you're right. The loss of purpose, right? It's rough on a lot of guys, especially we, you know, our country was at war in Afghanistan for 22 years. And, you know, it not only affected the person that was over there in Afghanistan, but our loved ones are back home. And you're right. Everybody in the military serves a purpose to keep the machine going. And, you know, the way we left Afghanistan was, you know, to us was slap in the face. And, you know, when you're over there, you're fighting for your teammates, right? You want to come home.
Right.
And it is sad when some Americans, because they've never experienced it, they could care less, and they live in this pipe dream that the world is this nice, you know, rainbows and butterflies, and it's not, you know, and you need guys that are going to, you know, men and women that are going to go mm-hmm. and serve their country. So it
exactly.
is, you know, I've said it before, I think it's unfortunate that it's almost like America, it's going to take another heinous act to bring this country together, and all this politics stuff, this red and blue. I mean, it's, you know, it should be all about keeping America safe and bringing mm-hmm. America together. And that's how empires fall. You start dividing it from, you know, your race, your money, you know, it's sad. And if you look at it, if you don't study history, you're going to see America as, for being such a young country, it's going down that way because some of these people that are in power are, you know, they have their own agendas.
Exactly. Well, as you say, and I can understand, you know, 9/11 brought us together. But right now the country is at war. I mean, in a sense, we're experiencing a revolution, and it's somewhat quiet. But look what's happening. Look what politics is doing to our country. It has us at each other's throats. It's us against them, red against blue. This is why we have been shouting from the timbers, Eric, that it's not about a red wave or a blue wave. How about an American wave? How about if we take this energy? And I think that this is something people are aching for, because even though you've got people who were once Democrats that are going into the Republican Party, it's a bit you know, it's a bit confusing for them on one hand. On the other hand, it's pretty pragmatic. I mean, it's like, look at the Democrats have purposely, you know, destroyed the middle class. They have upended and sold our assets. And you keep hearing about all these politicians who are growing wealthy with side hustle deals with whether it's China or Russia or some other entity. And it's all at our expense. And we're getting clobbered here, right? So, you know, we can hope and pray that there would be an American wave that will hold the politicians into account, and you know, that there would be a new day dawning for this country, to where there would be a rebirth of this great American idea. That's my hope, Eric.
That's wonderful. Yeah, you're right. I wish it was like that. You know, I think a lot of it, you know, Americans are, you know, we're lazy when it comes to, especially now, technology at our fingertips, and you can really research and go down that rabbit hole. But if you just are one of those people that look at headlines and go with that and start your day, mm-hmm. and you're going to think that America's the most racist, oppressive country in the world, where we're not. And, mm-hmm. you know, unfortunately, the mainstream media has that power that they know they can influence so many people so quickly, because they don't read. You know, they got a busy lives, and I understand that, but mm-hmm. if you don't really take that step back and really research and look at both sides, then, you know, you're a sheep, you know, you're just being
exactly.
around,
yeah.
and it's sad. It's very
well, because what you do is you subordinate your freedom. Freedom is personal, and that is yours to defend, to hold on to, or to surrender. And you're exactly right. What's going on in the country right now is there's too many people that have surrendered their liberty. I mean, if you can imagine that they're going to follow 8-second sound bites and headlines from people that are untrustworthy, that time and again, whether or not we're talking about COVID or we're talking about the border, I mean, they're lying. Everybody knows that they're lying. They go to the grocery store. They see empty shelves. They go and put gas in there, and they go, oh my, I can't believe I'm paying twice as much to fill up my tank than I was, you know, 2 years ago. So, you know, the reality of the policies of this current administration and the political environment is absolutely lethal. And it requires, the good news is our Constitution sets the stage for us, Eric. It says, we the people. The three most powerful words, and those powerful words just scare the holy what have you out of the ruling elites, because the last thing they want is for us to come together under the banner of USA and take back our country. That's what they're afraid of.
Yeah, you're right. And that's how they spin it, right? They want to blame, you know, the president was on TV saying it was the MAGA Republicans are like
right.
the greatest threat to this country, and then the only way it's a peaceful voting process. But, you know, people brought up, well, there was no tears when BLM was burning down cities.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Eric after this. Stay with us.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track.
Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, Biden's failing Afghan withdrawal has been leading to suicide rates unprecedented. I mean, adding to the number of veteran suicides, yet another reason why First Air is needed. We're going to talk about First Air with the former USAF combat controller, two-time Bronze Star Medal recipient who's running for Congress out of Texas 28th District. Eric Homan continues with us. Eric, the country still is, I guess you could say, has, it's carrying shame because of what happened with the Afghan withdrawal. And this was all done at the hands of the current commander-in-chief. And what concerns me greatly is that he talks of Russia putting us on the verge of a nuclear Armageddon. We got China ramping up, and we've got the same commander-in-chief that could be commanding our forces, maybe not in one, but possibly two wars. What do you think?
Yeah, just a quick correction. I ran for Congress on the 28th. That ended in the primary, so I think there was a typo there. But
Forgive me. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. All right.
No, you're good. I just wanted to make sure that people are not looking me up and there's like, hey, this guy's no longer.
Yeah, he's not in the running. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But you're right. It's politics, especially after I was in it, it's very childish, and it's, you know, they make it so difficult where it's you have to have a lot of money to really make a big impact, or you got to be liked by someone that has a lot of money to back mm-hmm. you. And with Biden, you know, the Biden administration, just out of pure spite, even though the Trump, say whatever you want about Trump, his policies were America first, and it proved it, right? The economy, yes. Everything else we talked about earlier, it was tangible, you could see it. And, the first thing he does is he does 180 on all these policies, now the border, and now, in Afghanistan, for example, and the war, you know, he's reversed it. It was just like, we're leaving. It's like a little kid at a playground. Like, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. I don't care what happens. And you know, the fall of Afghanistan, people that were left back there, murdered, you know, executed, the equipment. I mean, if Trump would have done that, if it would have been reversed, the country would have, you know, would have been set ablaze, right? But because of the way the media covers it, they downplay it. It's kind of, it made news for a little bit, and now it's, you know, it's whatever. It feels like it was 20 years ago. But, you know, now that, you know, and then when Biden was running, he was threatening how Trump was a warmonger, and all he wanted to do was war, and it was the most peaceful time we had when Trump was in office. So, you know, and he let enemies know it's like peace through strength.
Exactly.
You get a line, and America will come and set things right. And now with Biden being so weak and this administration not knowing what they want to do, and they're all about this woke movement, and the leaders of other countries obviously see it. They're just like, well, America has its own problems within, and they're not going to do anything to us. So that's why you see North Korea, you see China, you see Russia. All these wars all over the world have started since the Biden administration is. And I don't care if you're on the left. I mean, just look at it, you know, prior to the takeover. So it's, when America's weak, the world turns on itself. And because America, unfortunately, we are like the policemen of the entire world as much as we hate doing it. But, this administration has totally just destroyed the world as much as I hate saying it.
Yeah. Well, it's they've been a destructive force to its own people.
Sure.
What they've done with, you know, through inflation. And inflation is something that they did. They created. This is was all in the interest of political interests. They needed to pay off some political debts. And that's why, you know, they opened up the treasury. They used the people. They used the people's money to essentially buy votes. That's what they did. And it's disgusting. And here we are. And then Joe Biden presents it like it's some existential threat. No, this was self-imposed. Day one, when you decided to kill fossil fuels. And here it is. I mean, the world operates on fuel, on oil. And here we are. We're going to face, you talk about a cold winter of discontent. I mean, we got people on fixed incomes up in the Northeast that they're making choices whether they pay their electric bill or they buy food. And you're going to have a combination of people starving to death and maybe even freezing to death, because more people die in cold, as you know, than in heat. And this is the prospect. And, oh, yeah, by the way, as if that's not enough, let's talk about diesel fuel. We have a shortage of diesel fuel that they're counting in days right now. This is unprecedented, all brought to you, not by accident, not by Putin. This is by the idiocy of this current regime and the leadership that is in place right now. And I'm sorry, I can't sweeten up the reality. The reality is harsh, and that's what it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, 100%. I was just going to say, it's all their plan, right? Because, you know, he ran that he wasn't going to touch fossil fuel and fracking and all that stuff, and that's the first thing he did. And now what they're pushing is, and you follow the money, you figure out, you know, they wanted now school buses to be 100% electric, all government vehicles to be electric. And who benefits from that? The politicians that have the money to buy that, you know, that stock and those electric, you know, that invest in electric technology. And everybody else is forced, like what did, Pete, whatever his name is, he said,
Buttigieg,
like, just go out and buy an electric car. That's such a slap in the face to the American people, and they just, you know,
many, they don't even have enough, exactly. and then the people realize, go, oh yeah, if I have to replace the battery, $30,000 to replace the battery.
Exactly. And not only that, but recycling those electric batteries, it's so costly that. But no one talks about that part. We're not going to talk about that till our grandkids have to deal with that. And you're just like, oh my God, we have all this toxic material on Earth because of these electric batteries, because the Biden administration was pushing for everybody to have electric cars, right? So,
And all this is being done, Eric. All this is being done based on a theory. Where is the hard evidence that, I mean, you know, even Barack Obama, you know, he's the new age scientist. You know, well, it's a fact, you know, it's a fact, climate change, you know, climate science in the start. No, well, I hate to tell you, professor, the science interpretation is first it starts out as a hypothesis. It becomes a theory. And then, when you prove it, then it becomes a law, but it doesn't become a fact. You know, it's only a fact because you say so, like you're all of a sudden, you know, you're the arbiter of the weather, more than God himself. Wow. I guess God can't wait for you to get to heaven. So that way he has less to worry about.
Oh, and then he bought that huge mansion right on the coast,
yeah.
Right?
So exactly, right.
Global warming, then you probably don't want to have your house right on the water, so or your mansion, I should say, not a house.
Right.
So, yeah.
I know, between him and a deranged teenager yelling and screaming at everybody, it's like, wait a minute, you know, dial it down, you know. You're losing right. Your skull, you know. We're not going to pay attention to you. But the media gives her place, they give him place and all these other people, and it's like, okay, I mean, Al Gore, you know, according to his prophecy, we should, half the country should have been underwater by now.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah? So where are we at with that? So, you know, and you know for you, I mean, being in the military, you're in a combat arena, and you know who to go to. You're listening to the people that are, you know, saving people and executing and providing results, you know, definable, discernible results. You say, okay, he's a leader. I'll follow him. This other knucklehead that keeps taking you in a ditch and getting your men killed is like, no, adios, bucko. You're out of here.
Yeah, that's how it was under the Obama administration. The rules of engagement for us was so bad. I mean, that's why we had so many green on blues. Green on blues is when a partner force puts a weapon on American forces and obviously puts it out. So, yeah, when Trump was in office, I think I got... It was minimal compared to the Obama administration. It was like almost every week there was an insider attack. So, yeah. Some more
problems. Well, you know, to me, Eric, I mean, you were there in Afghanistan. I worked for the Public Affairs Department out of Camp Pendleton, California during Vietnam.
Okay.
But I saw the information, and it seems that what happened in Afghanistan and what's been the order of the day since Vietnam, it's like we continue to relive the failed policies and ideas that they tried to implement. Well, they didn't try. They did. They implemented them in Vietnam, and we got our butts kicked, and we didn't have to get our butts kicked. And
sure.
Here we were in Afghanistan, the same thing. And the deal is, that concerns us, is that here you leave Afghanistan, and now you've got the Taliban that has regenerated itself, and now they're getting involved in Ukraine. And probably coming to a theater near you here in the United States, because we've already had 162 countries and counting represented that have come through illegally through our southern border.
Yeah, and then the U.S. starts negotiating with the Taliban, which is a known terrorist organization, and giving them, I think we gave them a couple $1 million after that earthquake.
Yes, right.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, yeah, this administration is a joke. I mean, plain and simple.
Well, the deal is, and you know it, is that when you're trying to force the military into being more concerned about critical race theory and the proper use of pronouns, as opposed to going out there and conducting war and doing damage to the enemy, we're in trouble here unless we get some common sense leadership back in the military, Eric, just from my humble perspective.
No, 100%. I agree with you.
Well, we only got about 20 seconds. I wanted to talk about First Air, so that's a reason why you got to come back. Real quick, can you tell everybody the website where they can go to find out more information about First Air and what you're about?
Yeah. First Air is a nonprofit that benefits combat controllers. Very the most lethal, you know, human being on the battlefield, and that's, you know, that's hands down, that's just because I was one. But you could go to 1STHERE.org, firstair.org.
And things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company.
Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr.